Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Pro-gun sheriff we've had on the broadcast before. Forget his name. We're pulling it up right now. Jakari's interviewed him. I'm interviewing him. Children's Hospital on lockdown after reports of shooting. Let's hear what he has to say. Let's fade that up real quick and then go back to calls. And then we will come back in studio with our guest.
Police officers were here conducting a warrant.
David Clark's his name.
The guy who they got information. The guy was wanted on a warrant, felon in possession of a firearm, and he was here at the hospital. They proceeded to the neonatal progressive care unit on the seventh floor of Children's Hospital. It's where children who are sick and infants that need extreme care are taken care of. The officers identified the individual who was holding his baby, or holding a baby at the time. They informed him after identifying he was under arrest. He put the baby down and appeared to want to cooperate in being taken into custody. He then fled down the hallway and, while fleeing, produced a handgun, and the officers were in pursuit. He turned around several times with that handgun in his hand, and the officers fired several shots, striking the suspect. The suspect is being treated at Freighter right now as we speak.
Okay, good. Nobody hurt but the suspect. All right, good. There you go. That's enough of that.
Mother.
That was, they can just immediately come out and tell you what's going on instead of hiding everything that's going on for 10 days. Talk if it was a staged event. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Paul. Paul in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, brother. What's on your mind today?
Great show. Really wanted to commend you for being the canary in the coal mine, as Mad Cow put it today. Are you feeling better or exonerated knowing that everything you said has come to fruition?
No, not really, because I wish I would have been proven wrong. And now it's even worse than I thought it could be, quite frankly. And it just gets more crazy by the minute. But I do feel good that people are finally understanding we're in trouble. And so people need to realize, though, it's not just up to an Alex Jones or whoever else is out there. It's up to all of us to resist tyranny wherever we see it. But thank you for your kind words, brother. But I'm just trying to survive here, so please don't commend me.
I wanted to ask you another question if you had the time. What do you think is going to come down this hole? What do you think is going to happen maybe before 2016? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, that depends on what we do to stop this. We either totally discredit the system and stop complying with everything we can and just point out that it's an alien criminal globalist operation, or they're going to be able to carry out their plans to shut off the economy, to enslave us and collapse us under government and corporate control. So we're under attack. It is a war. Words cannot describe how big a war it is. It's a silent, sneaking, cold war against freedom. And it uses all our institutions against us. The institutions themselves aren't even bad. They're just commandeered. I mean, like an army tank by itself is not bad. It can be used by good people or bad people. Our government has been seized and then grown into a giant behemoth. And we deserve it, though. Not my listeners or myself so much, but none of us are perfect. But the culture got very decadent off what our forebears and the greatest generation and folks built for us. And they were a great generation. I don't think they were as great as the 1776ers and some of the other folks. But, they came back and demanded civil rights, mainly veterans, white combat veterans came back particularly, said, we're not going to be part of this. There were sagebrush rebellions all over the country, and people said, we're going to have freedom. And Kennedy said, we're going to have freedom, and they blew his head off. So that's what it comes down to, is there's corrupt elements that want to continue all this. But if we don't stop them, they're going to stage false flags and bring in total tyranny. We have a very interesting guest in studio coming up. Combat veteran gives his take on 9/11, the Second Amendment, and so much more.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm waiting in that cold cell when the bell begins to chime.
Ladies and gentlemen, out, out, brief candle is what William Shakespeare wrote. That's what life is like. It goes by like dusk till dawn. But what matters is doing the right thing while you're alive on this planet and building a better world for future generations. That is not even service. That is fulfillment. And it is in service to humanity. And no service is perfect. No cause is perfect. But in the final equation, it's having a heart that tries to do the right thing, that stands for justice, is what, in the final equation, will be judged by the creator of the universe. And your calls will come up at the bottom of the hour for those that are holding. I've got some other news on the NSA surveillance grid, you name it. Our guest will be riding shotgun with us throughout the hour. We're going to talk about his story exclusively until the bottom of the hour, but then he'll be with us for the rest of the hour and hopefully do an interview for expanded coverage on the InfoWars Nightly News coming up at 7 o'clock Central tonight. But I, a few weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, was down in San Antonio for the open carry rally, which under state law you can have rifles openly anywhere in public spaces in Texas. But the police chief said, I'll arrest you if you do that. So this is the real cutting edge of the civil rights, human rights, God-given rights movement. And so we went down there. Over 1,000 people showed up with the Open Carry Texas and other groups. And I gave a speech with an M4 strapped on my back. And we weren't sure even when we went there whether they were going to arrest us or not. But they backed off. The next day they started arresting people that legally had guns. But now lawsuits have already been filed. So that's what all of this is really about. And it was the first rally since the Alamo happened in 1836, because it was a warehouse until the 50s when they made it a historical site. And then there's never been a rally allowed there. And it's fitting it was a Second Amendment rally, because the Alamo was about people coming to take the guns. That's what started the Texas Revolution, just like the revolution against King George III started when he came to take the guns. Hollywood tries to make it a racial issue or all this other stuff. No, it was about guns. That was the heart of it, period. Ed Gonzalez, they came to take the guns. That's how it all started, period. That's the main, that's like 80% of it. And I studied the history big time. And had family involved on both sides of my family, my mother and father's sides, involved in that historical situation. So I'm there, and I talked to hundreds of people while I was there. But I was really touched by speaking with and hearing the things that Army veteran Mario Lopez had to say to me. And he was a combat engineering unit in Iraq and then Afghanistan. And his second tour was in a IED explosion. And then he gave me his card, and I went and looked at his paintings online. And wow, really an amazing artist. And the work he's done is very touching and very poignant, and also very archetypal and powerful at the same time, especially the combat art, the art that gets into what soldiers go through, soldiers that are wounded, soldiers that are missing a piece of the puzzle, as he basically paints it. And then I talked about it, and I said, hey, did you sell out? And I talked about it. He said, well, I'll sell out all the time anyways, because it's such good art. And I think it's really a testament to all that he's gone through. So many people, my dad, would complain about stuff when he was a kid, because they were upper middle class, but they would send him to work on local farmers' fields. They would send him to go help carpenters when he was 10 years old, so he wouldn't be lazy. And he'd complain about it, and he'd say, hey, I complained I had no shoes till I saw a man who had no feet. And that's really what it's all about, is that I see people that have gone through adversity and gone through great trials and tribulations many times that it turns out have even discovered more of their humanity and are more thankful about life now that they've lost so much. And I think it really is a decadent, slob-like entitlement in this country that is allowing this nation to collapse. And so Army veteran Mario Lopez joins us here in studio. His website is paintingsbymariolopez.com. He also has his Christian ministry website, howiknow.org. And I want to invite him back at least once a year on the show to see what he's doing with his art. And it's good to have him here with us. But we can click on that image of him before his injuries, and then we'll talk to him here in studio. If you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com/show and actually see the interview here with us right now. But Mario, it's so great to have you in studio, and thank you for traveling up here from San Antonio with your lovely wife.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. You've got the floor. You said you wanted to talk about your experience in Afghanistan and Iraq first, then get into your art, and then talk about your ministry and obviously, what you've been through, how it's changed you mentally, not just physically.
Yeah, Iraq was a good experience. Actually in Iraq, I learned about some of the things that the inconsistencies as far as 9/11 goes and whatnot, and so it helped me to open my mind a little bit, and came home for a year and a half, went to Afghanistan, and we're scheduled to be there for 18 months, but I was just there for 4 months, and got hit with an IED, got pinned underneath, got burned, and had a lot of miracles during that time. After my injury, I just set God aside and said, I said, you know what, like these doctors and psychologists, and they'll fix me. So put God aside, and didn't work out too well for me. I had experienced some stuff in the supernatural, and then was told it was just PTSD. It was just it's a normal thing that soldiers go through, and not to worry about it. So I went about my life living the way I thought I saw fit. And then about a year and a half after that experience, I got 108 fever. And 105 fever, you can die or have brain damage. I had 108, and I crossed over again to the other side, and then had an angel help me. And then after that, I woke up and I said, "All right, Mom, my mom's a minister in San Diego, Texas," and I told, "All right, Mom, you're right. Everything you've been telling my whole life is true." And so I started doing research of creation science, and then I just did a lot of research, and then later on I met my wife, which was an ex-biology high school teacher, and she went to Stanford University, and we met, and we just debate for 3 months straight, and then I finally won the debate, you know, and...
We're going to talk about that, but I want to get back into your experience, because I've talked to so many people... And I've had my own personal experiences. I'm not going to talk about those because the media would make a big issue out of it.
Yeah.
But there is, I mean, we see such a small spectrum of the universe. Science has proven that.
Right.
There's all these dimensions, all this other dark matter, you name it. But in every culture, people that don't even believe in angels and God, atheists, you name it, for thousands of years, they have the same experience.
Right.
And I've talked to so many people like Colonel Craig Roberts and others who died for 10 minutes, totally dead for five,
mm-hmm.
you know, just brain dead, and literally went up the angels, guardian angels, whole life, the portal, you're being sent back, doctors couldn't believe it. He's alive like 16, 17 years later after that cancer, this is about 20 years, and he was a Marine, then Army, and then police officer, SWAT team commander, helicopter pilot, survived all this stuff. But so many other people, they talk about that experience. And for folks that have never had these experiences, I feel sorry for them. You know, they say that people that have died before or gotten very close, that's actually almost a gift because you get a lot of enlightenment when that's happened.
Yeah, there's no atheist in a foxhole. No.
Well, tell us about, just people that don't know the face of real war, tell us about the IED. We're going to skip this network break.
The IED, it was a 300-pound IED, so I'm told, by the CID unit that went out and EOD that went out and checked it out. It was a 300-pound ID. They hardline wired it, and they buried the wire in the sand, and we just rolled right over it. And when I got hit, I just saw gray everywhere. I knocked out for a couple seconds, and then I woke up, and I saw and smelled the flames. And I just looked up, and I was like, "All right, Lord, I'm coming to meet you," you know. And I had 9 .203 rounds strapped to my chest. And 2 or 3 rounds, for people that don't know what that is, it's like a golf ball-sized shotgun shell, but it has a grenade on the end of it instead of a slug. And I had 9 of them. They didn't go off. And my weapon was completely destroyed, non-functioning, you know. As you can tell, I was burned pretty bad. And so that was one of my first miracles.
And you lost your arm? And
I lost my arm. They had to pull me out of the flames to save my life.
So they had to cut your arm off to get you out?
Well, they pulled me out, and it was just
mangled
up pretty bad. And I looked down, and I was like, "Oh, my beautiful arm," you know, because I've
heard those descriptions of the guys have to go back in there while it's burning, too. They a lot of times get burned.
Luckily, the guys that pulled me out didn't...
Thank God. In fact, the other guys didn't get hurt as bad as you.
No, some of my battle buddies, they have back problems and PTSD and stuff like that. I was the worst one out because I was pinned down. So.
Wow, I mean, how long were you pinned inside that armored vehicle?
I have no idea because I got knocked out, but I could imagine it was maybe 5 minutes or so that I can remember. And it was a while, you know.
In the flames.
In the flames, yeah.
So you literally were in, I mean, like in a barbecue pit for five minutes.
Yes, barbecue pit, heard the cracking of the flames, and you know, it was surreal. A surreal experience.
What's it like for you now when you see like yuppies and trendies that are lazy and stupid and people that don't even care about their kids? They have everything. They got their arms, their eyes, everything. and then they just could care less about anybody but themselves.
I think they need to really wake up and see what's happening out there, because it's going to affect them too, and they'll be the ones, you know, in the trenches, you know, they'll be the ones hiding, and they'll be like, I can't believe this is happening to us, and then they'll remember people like you and me telling people the realities.
Let's talk about the angel. Talk about that near death experience. What happened?
Well, I had started bleeding internally after the surgery. And they're going to put a medical device underneath my skin, underneath my back. And I started bleeding internally, and they gave me four pints of blood. Each pint, they were hoping the bleeding would stop internally. And it didn't. I just kept bleeding, and the last pint was a bad batch of blood, and so I got a 108 fever, and they had to remove the device, and when they removed the device, when they moved a bad batch of blood, they couldn't use that same needle because it was obviously tainted. So while I started getting 108 fever, I couldn't get another IV. So I was just out there on my own, no IV. You know, they had to put me in ice packs and stuff. And then about that time, I started crossing over to the other side. And I saw a couple of demons. One was a demon of lust. She looked like Angelina Jolie. You know, she was really gorgeous, but she had green skin. And she was wearing a black sticky garment, and I mean, she didn't say I'm the demon of lust or anything, but I could just put two and two together, you know, that's what she was there for, and that sticky garment, I associate that with lust, is because it's hard to get away from, you know.
So it was like flypaper trying to get you to choose to go to hell. It was almost a battle right there?
Yeah, it definitely.
Yeah, that happens a lot of people that are right on the edge.
Yeah, there was this other little...
It's like in the Bible and they fought over Moses' body. Go ahead.
There was this classic-looking demon. He was actually on my bed, and he had a big nose. He was red. He had like maybe 2 feet tall, and long fingernails, and he was just scratching at my spirit, trying to separate my body from my soul from my body.
By the way, I never even heard this story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And he was trying to separate it, and there was this also this like a rock looking demon. He I associate him with like the demon of pride, because I had a lot of pride in my life, and he looked like the Fantastic Four guy, you know, that rock, mm-hmm. You know, that rock guy,
Ben Grimm.
Yeah, he looked like that.
Clobbering time.
Yeah, but he was maybe brownish color. And so while I was going through all this, I just was like, oh man, you know, this is happening again, you know? And, I was like, man, I didn't learn my lesson. And they just started laughing at me, not with their mouth, but in their mind, they started laughing at me like, you didn't learn anything, you know, and you're going with us to hell tonight, you know? And then this angel, as my mom was there praying, beside my bed, and I couldn't move, and I was just see her there praying, this angel just came out of the ceiling like a whirlwind, and as he was coming down, he struck the biggest guy in the room, that rock demon, and then that's all I remember. But I do remember what he looked like. He looked like, he had blonde hair, blue eyes, and he was like 10 feet tall, and he looked like the biggest wrestler that I'd ever seen in my whole life. And he had armor on, and his armor was silver, glistening silver with outline with gold, and he had this sword.
Wow.
And this sword was pretty big. It had holes in it, and I don't know anything about swords or that I'd like guns. I'm a soldier, you know. And while I was doing research on swords, come to find out that swords and knives and stuff like that with holes is to make them lighter, or just as strong to make them lighter. And I was like, wow, you know, like stuff I didn't even know that that I learned while I was, you know, dying, you know.
Well, sure, you can get knowledge in these type of things and then actually comes true later.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like interdimensional.
Yeah.
Mm. Makes me cry just hearing about it. It's so amazing that the average person doesn't know what's really going on out there.
Yeah, they definitely don't see it in the music industry, and even in their schools being taught Darwinism, you know, they just don't see what's really happening, and just people just need to really wake up and open their eyes and be open-minded.
Well, everything says you're an animal. You're not made in the image of the Creator.
Right. Well, that's what they say. It's not the truth.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what me and my wife go over. We go over creation science to prove that we are made in the image of God, and that I don't know. There's so much information. Like,
what do you make? Have you seen all the news where they tell Christians that they can't even be Christians, or they give money to a Christian group, they'll be court-martialed? I mean, that's religious freedom in America. It's like Soviet Russia.
Yeah, that's just completely taken away from our Constitution. Like, what are we fighting for? We're fighting completely for them. You know, we're supposed to be fighting for this nation. We held up our right hand, and we swore to defend and protect it. And it just seems like they're just completely overriding it. And I just don't understand. You know, why don't we just?
Well, I feel sorry for all the people that don't know there's a spiritual battle going on. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've covered Skull and Bones. I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and saw amazing stuff going on. And the elite know there's the occult, and they have been given power over this world because they serve the God of this world. And it's totally real for them, and then they've convinced everyone that none of this is even going on. It's funny to them.
Yeah. On my website, I have a couple quotes that just come out of my mind sometimes. On howiknow.com, and one of them, I don't know, you can check out Food for Thoughts. And the very last one, I don't know how I can read it. Tyrannical governments, authoritarian false religions, aliens from outer space, the theory of evolution, immoral living, music, and movies are all different books written by the same author, Satan. You know, those just...
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, out of all the folks I met at the rally, they were all great, but I really just wanted to get you on the show. And then I saw your art. It was amazing. Tell us some about your art, because it's very diverse.
Yeah, well, I talked to a person, a curator for an art museum.
A conservator. Yeah, a curator.
Curator, yeah. And she said that I have stylized design, abstract, and landscape. Those are what I do, and those are the styles that I use. And my art started with just hanging some stuff up in my house, and I didn't want to pay for it. And so I had people come over, and they're just like, "Wow, that's really some really nice stuff." And I was like, "Well, you want to buy it?" You know. And it's just snowballed into that. That's not.
Yeah, what we're showing is good, but the stuff we had up last time, I guess you've already sold all that. It was like all the trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. But it was like trees, like blue trees with red background.
Yeah, that's a copper forest. That's it, right there to the left. No, the other one. Yeah, not that one. That one's fire forest.
I like that.
That one, if you go to the right, keep on going. Right there, that's the copper forest. I sold, I think... one big one and one small one of those.
I like that one. Maybe I should get you commission one of those for the office. I like how it's in three panels too.
Definitely.
So were you a painter before you were injured?
Yeah, my mom had a book, and it had so many different things I've done all my whole life, and it seems, I guess after the ID, I kind of lost some of those memories, but it seems like I've been doing it my whole life, so.
Amazing. Well, Army veteran Mario Lopez is here in studio with us. Paintings by MarioLopez.com, but he doesn't even really want to talk about that. He's really talking about his site, howiknow.org. I'll give folks my take on creationism when we come back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls. They're all over the map, but you can also address any questions to Mario Lopez, a veteran of the U.S. Army in Iraq and in Afghanistan. He was in a combat engineering unit and was pinned after a 300-pound improvised explosive device for at least 5 minutes while he was conscious. Under it, and burned and lost his arm and an eye and other parts of his body. But his human spirit shines through, and he's here with us today. And he has had an experience that other cultures that aren't even Christian, and now they've been able to translate the Sanskrit and all the other different hieroglyphs that this is the experience people have. This is what goes on when you die. There have been so many atheists and people that have died and then been resuscitated to become Christians. And I don't mean establishment Christian. That's totally taken over and is like the system putting itself in front of that. But there are things we don't know about in this universe, I'll tell you right now. And the people running things know it and are obsessed with it and are programming us with symbols. And whether you believe what David Icke believes or you believe what people like myself believe, there is something out there that there's a lot of unseen out on this planet in space. We only see a very small spectrum of what's going on. I want to go to your phone calls, but I want to be able to give us his view on creationism. You know, people always ask me, what is my view on this? Here's the issue. If you go back about 180 years ago, the establishment wanted to discredit Christianity and bring in their occult systems that were even older. And so they made it, oh, you're not scientific. And then in the last 100 years, they would do fake Piltdown Man and fake cavemen, proving the missing link over and over again with fraud, just like global warming, all the rest of it. A lot of fraud in establishment science. To say we're just animals, to say there's no soul, to say there's no spirit, because if you don't know there's a war going on for your decision in this universe, which side, even if you're like, I want to call it New Age, you believe in light or darkness. I'm trying to just quantify this now. Because the preachers want to beat people over the head with it and make it about whatever, you know, religious group you're in, only their Christian group's the one that's the good one. That's meant to keep everybody divided. It's another tool of the devil, in my view. But the Bible talks about, you know, other creations and things destroyed before, you know, Adam and Eve and all of that. So I don't debate the real age of this planet. I don't debate all these other things that are going on. A day was as a year was as a day. It says in Genesis, you know, how God chooses to describe how the planet was built. It's darkness. And then God creates, you know, out of the void, new things, and then the light. And then you go to the science, that's basically, you know, gestalt how it was done. And so much of what was science fact 20 years ago, now they admit isn't true. So many genetic engineers now become religious because they can go and see the design in it. And the claim that out of a bunch of sand or water, cells were thrown together that are a billion times more complex than a fine Swiss wristwatch. Are you going to find a fine watch in the Sahara that wasn't made by someone because over enough time sand blew together to make it? Look at Prometheus. The elite actually, and I did a video on this on the review of Secrets of Prometheus Revealed, where they believe, I forget the exact scientific name of it. I think it's transpermia or whatever. But the point is that we were seeded by master. Say it again. Panspermia. That we were seeded by aliens. Well, see. I mean, even the scientists now are going, it's aliens. Evolution isn't possible the way we say. I'm not saying things don't breed, things don't change, cars don't evolve, people don't change, people don't, you know, develop certain traits. That's certainly there. But the lie of Darwin, who was an occultist, who said he was given his knowledge by dark angels. See, that's an interesting thing. The theory of Darwinism is like he saw an angel in a near-death experience. Darwin actually said that entities gave him his knowledge. And it's totally wild. His whole family set up eugenics that Hitler came out of. So, see, people don't really know where Darwin comes from. He's like this icon god when he's really just a Malthusian. If you don't know who Malthus was, look it up. So I've given you some background where I stand. I believe it's all a false debate. Clearly, the official stories we're told about how old the Earth is and about how things work have been proven wrong. Even top scientists admit, no, things just show up on the developmental line suddenly during times of incredible mutation, but they can't ever find the mutation. So that's what's going. Clearly, this was designed. Clearly, this was built. And clearly it didn't grow even out of space rocks that had microbes in them. Okay, folks, this was engineered. This was engineered. And now all of the atheist people are now saying it's aliens. Well, then you're not even atheist, are you? You just are people that say we're not allowed to have a debate about this when all the agents in every culture said angels came here. That's where humans basically come from. Well, that's what the Bible says. And it says that there were angels coming down and basically having sex with women, the Nephilim. And that there were genetic abominations created, and then a cleansing. And then now look at the genetic engineering today. Look at what the elite do, trying to destroy all the creation. And that Noah was the only one who had perfect in his generations, not in his behavior. He got drunk and stuff, and ran around naked, and got made fun of by his kids. The point is, he was perfect in his genetics. So it's archetypes to explain this to us. Now, I've given my view. I'm going to give you the floor now for about 5 minutes to give your view on creationism and also point out you go and speak for free at churches and give your testimony that I think is very important. If folks want to contact you at howiknow.org and paintingsbymariolopez.com. But give us your take on creationism See, because I disagree with how some of the preachers, they describe what creationism is, and then that, and then we're supposed to listen to them or the Darwinists. No, how about I go read the Bible, I decide what I'm really seeing there. Go ahead.
I believe in the six-day creation. It's very explainable in the Bible. And, six-day creation.
What about my position? Because I'm saying I don't know. I believe the Bible, and I'm saying they've created a fake debate by men, the preachers, with the scientists in a fight, making it about them. Yeah. When the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard the things of God.
Yeah, I think you're talking about whenever they believe in the gap theory. I think that's what you're talking about. The gap theory doesn't really mesh well with the Bible, because then you can leave in room for evolution.
But I think the way to attack their evolution theory is to point out they admit it's all crud now. I mean, they still teach school kids it's a fact.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, it isn't the way they've said. I mean, their theory is wrong.
Yeah, there's Heckler's drawings. I think it's Heckler. They have my wife is the one that talks.
She's a biologist. Yeah,
she's a biologist. You know, they had these drawings that they tried to explain how we all come from single cell organism, and mm-hmm. we take the same steps like a human takes the same steps as a duck or whatever. Well, they've proved that since the 1850s, and they're still in textbooks in some form today.
No, that's the thing. At actual science level, they admit the whole thing's a fraud, and they believe space aliens did it. That's what most biologists and scientists now believe. I mean, they'll say somebody brought this here. It's a master engineer. But still, they teach, as you said, 150-year-old crud to school kids.
Yeah. Well, this whole deal with aliens or demons, you know.
Well, exactly. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying.
Oh yeah, I know.
In real academia, they've had to admit it's all pure bull.
Yeah, they turn it into, well, it's not fact, it's a philosophy, and it's just a way of looking at things, and then their whole theory breaks down.
I'm saying the Bible manifestly proves that it's accurate and is revelation, but then people have ancient interpretations of it that are interpretations of men. We then take those on as the real spiritual interpretation. When I look at it, take Revelation. There's no way somebody 2,000 years ago on an island came up with that without divine inspiration.
Right.
You read it, it's what's actually happening.
Right.
But then they'll argue, well, that's self-fulfilling prophecy, that the elite have taken this plan. Well, regardless, it's being manifest.
Yeah, it's nothing that you can't change it. It's going to happen, you know. So we can really do is just warn people and try to point them to the Christ, you know. That's all we can really do.
Well. Well, it's amazing hearing your story about the near-death experience. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the economist, and there's Colonel Craig Roberts, my friend. But, you know, he talks about dead for 10 minutes, bled out on the table in a stomach surgery for cancer. Dead. They'd gone. I walked off. It was like, shoot, you know, zip him up. He's dead. I declared dead. 10 minutes. You know, stop resuscitating for like 4 or 5. Trying to resuscitate, and just the whole 9 yards.
I think they call that that medical phenomenon the Lazarus effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, atheists have it. And they go, well, it's your brain trying to sort things out. No, it's you're taken to a portal. There's hell right there, heaven right there. He's brought right up to, like, the decision point of the portal, and literally he was given, and this happens to a lot of people, here's all this data. When he came back, he was so much smarter. He understood things. He was given discernment. And literally, just like in the TV shows and stuff, you know, because they archetype that, literally sent back with a mission.
Yeah.
Just imagine, we're on this planet in space, and there's this whole interdimensional war going on all around us. Of course we're an incredible creation. And there's incredible missions we have in the future. And literally God is deciding, you know, is literally getting his people in this test. This is a real free will test. Because God's got to give free creatures. See, the angels only have, I guess you call it, semi-free will. It's very complex. But then we have free will. We are made in the image of God.
Right.
And so we have to be given the free will. That's why God puts us through all of this.
Yeah, it's like if you want someone to love you, you can't make them love you. You know, and that's what this whole thing is about. You know, it's about, are we going to love God? And then whenever I visited hell, I accepted it. I knew I deserved to be there.
Was that the first experience like this or the second? Describe the first experience and we're going to calls.
Okay. First experience is a little bit more traumatic. But
you don't have to talk about it if it's hard to talk about.
No, I can talk about it. I stand up in front of people and talk about it. But I think I overdosed one night. I remember taking a lot of pills, and as I could feel my heartbeat slowing. And
this is after you've been injured.
This after I've been injured. I could feel my heartbeat slowing and my breath not being strong, and just thinking, wow, you know, you could die tonight. And I was like, you took a lot of pills, and just, well, I told myself, well, you deserve to go to heaven after everything you've been through, after everything you've done for your country. You know, I had this false thinking that my good works could have got me into heaven, you know. And so I fell asleep. When I fell asleep, it was like I saw myself in my spirit. And it was like if you blow out a candle, you know how the smoke rises in when you blow out a candle, the smoke
Yes.
is like that. That's what my spirit looked like. And my spirit started traveling down instead of up. And I was like, uh-oh, you know, this ain't good. And I traveled through Earth, and I saw this orange pinhole of light. And I got closer and closer and closer to it.
Dimensional gate.
Yeah, and as I got closer, I could feel heat. And then next thing you know, I smacked down to the middle of hell. And I fall inside a house with no roof. And there's a hurricane of fire going on the outside when the house is tumbling like tumbleweeds in the hurricane of fire. And then I saw some creatures in there. And I saw a woman levitating at an altar. And she looked what you would think what a witch looks like. She had black sackcloth as a garment. And she had missing pieces of white hair. And she was very vain. She looked like she was 150 years old. And she was just levitating. And these creatures, this one, he looked like a gargoyle. He just pulled me without even touching me to this lady. And then I woke up. But while I was there, the same exact time while this happened so quickly, I felt three things. There was the only three things I was allowed to feel, because I'd probably be dead right now. I felt hate. The hate was like a tangible thing. It was like you could bottle it if you wanted to. You could cut it. The hate with a knife.
And that's the thing about the New World Order. They hate us. They come to kill, steal, and destroy. People go, why do they do all this? They hate people, especially children. Innocent, sweet little children. They want to torture the hell out of them. Go ahead.
They're the image of God. That's why.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I felt the hate. And, I mean, people can feel hate when you walk into a room. If there's a bunch of people that don't like you, you can feel the hate sometimes. Well, this is like a million times over. And like I said, you could bottle it if you wanted to. It's like a tangible thing. And then I felt the heat. And I know what being on fire feels like. I know what heat feels like on Earth. And I was underneath, you know, the debris for 5 minutes. The heat was like an acid in hell. On Earth, it's like, it looks the way it feels. It hurts here, it hurts here, it hurts here. You know, difference, you know, as the flames, you know, little flames, you know, go up, and that's how it feels. But on Earth, but in hell, it feels like acid. It's like all over my body, all at the same time. And then I felt the hopelessness. The hopelessness.
That's why they like to torture children for long periods. They like to create hell on Earth. The baby being helpless. The 3, 4, 5 year olds, their favorite, begging for mommy. That's what they like.
Yeah, and the hopelessness was like. I can attribute it to like drinking chlorine or something. If you were to drink a gallon of chlorine, you know, this is over. This is it. You know, you're going to die. Or I could attribute it to if you were to get stopped by a police officer and you got a pound of marijuana and, you know, something like that. Like what you see the headlights, like that's how. That's what the hopelessness feels like. You know that there's no way out.
Incredible. We're going to go to break and do a little bit of overdrive. I promise we're going to go to Savage in Finland. And then next up will be Sergeant X. We're going to get to Dan, Carolyn, and Travis before the show ends. Any other points you want to make on that?
No, I just want to encourage if you're a pastor at a church or if you're in a leadership position, for the listeners out there to give us a call, check out our website, and find out what we're about. And
this is what people need to be hearing in churches all day, not about how to do what the church says and give them more money. And these guys all, it's just so fake. And then they give like Homeland Security messages that I know the government gave them. Those preachers, I'm telling you, are not going to, they're going to, though God, I served you, and they're going to go right into hell. And I hope they're all listening and watching out there right now. Because I can tell you right now, these preachers betraying people and making these churches where it's all just to feel good and everything, and they're not out there fighting the evil of the world. They're not out there pointing out the devil's real. This is real. You need to make the right decision. If you're not hearing that, folks, hell and damnation speeches, then you know you're not in the right church.
Yeah, Jesus spoke more about hell than anything, really, you know, than heaven, you know. So.
Well, I'm not up here on some high horse here judging people either. I've got a wicked streak a trillion miles wide, but my love of justice in God is unlimited. And I know good and evil, folks, and I know it's real. And people better get that through their head. People better understand that. We're going to be right back with your phone calls. I appreciate folks holding. Savage from Finland, you're up next. I'm Alex Jones.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We'll be right back.
Drive, obviously, to take your phone calls here. And look, even if you don't believe in God and the devil or good and evil, there are good forces and bad forces in this universe. You know, there's energy, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not trying to be new agey here. I'm just trying to get people to understand there's a lot going on. And the state is not God. Hollywood is not God. It is a facsimile. It is something wanting to control our perceptions and take our free will. And it is evil by every stretch of the imagination. They tell you, oh, there's no good or evil. That's so you don't have any gauge of what's going on. Let's take some phone calls. Savage in Finland, you're on the air with Army veteran Mario Lopez. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, Alex?
I'm fine. Thanks for calling in and holding while we had our guest on. You want to talk about Obamacare?
Well, yeah. Well, actually, I have a few points before going into that, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I heard like a few weeks ago you talked about like people who wanted to affect this system and wake people up at the same time. And I've actually thought of this myself, and I'm actually thinking of getting involved in Finnish politics and going for the Congress in Finland.
Well, that's the answer. Good people need to run for office. Maybe mayor first or water district head or something. But it's also good to aim high. But everyone should run for office who loves liberty. And then we would overpower the system if we just got up off our butts. I agree. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And also, I was like, a few times I've heard you saying that you're a weak person. Do not ever say that, because you're one of the strongest persons I know of. You're like the courage that you have of taking upon these scumbags, these Obamans, and these globalists. You have a, like, you're not weak at all. You shouldn't say that at all, ever.
Well, I know that, but at the same time, I feel like I should do more. I mean, I have all these ideas and things I could do, and then I just run out of energy, and then I can't, by like 6, 7 at night, I can't make the right decisions and get tired. It's frustrating to see the enemy coming down on you and not being able to move them. I mean, we've had a bunch of victories, but it's just still, it's very frustrating to watch them get away with all this. What do you think of our guest testimony?
Well, I think that it's amazing what he's talking about, because the thing is that I myself completely believe in extraterrestrials and that, like, human life evolved with their help, and, like, whenever you look, like wherever you look, I mean, in the historical sites, you can see paintings of aliens and stuff. Like, for example, I'm Persian, so I know Persian history. For example, the Zatushian history, it's a religion where they, like, where they keep fire as holy. And the symbol of Zatushian, it's like a bird thingy with a man inside it.
Sure, you're talking about the Zoroastrians?
I have no idea how it's pronounced.
Sure. I got to jump because that's the end of this hour. But see, there's the issue. I see that, and God bless you, sir. I see that as the first step. See, the atheists, and of course, we really know they're occult leaders. They don't want people even thinking that there's something outside. It's all just boring. The planet's nothing. You know, there's nothing spiritual. There's nothing we don't know. It's at least one step for a lot of the atheists now to admit that evolution is a fraud and something built this. See, I see that as positive, what he was just saying.
You know,
even though you would say, and I would say, those are fallen angels. Those are manipulators.
Right. Yeah, that's, I agree with that. They're completely, they're demons, and you know.
Why do you think they want to destroy us?
Because they hate us. They hate us. Like that's the bottom.
Because we're made in the image of what cast them down.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine. iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.